So this morning, we're going to be gathering together and going to be having communion. And often when we have communion, we think about Jesus and the work of Jesus on the cross, paying the price for our sins with his blood, and that's right to do. But this morning, we're going to be thinking about the one who shines in the darkness. We're going to be thinking about God being light and how that happens through the work of the cross. We're going to be reading now just from 1 John 5 and a few verses. And if you want to look that up in a Bible, you can. If you've got it on a phone, do that. Don't reply to that Facebook message as you're doing it, but just go straight to Bible Gateway. There aren't any hidden cameras, don't worry. But God sees all things. Nothing is hidden from him. 1 John 1:5 says, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." Let me just read that verse again. "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." And verse 6 says, "If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth." Let me read that verse again. "If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth." 1 John 1:7 says that, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We want to think about what it means for God to be light and the difference that he'll make in your life, in my life, and in the world. And in our lives and in the world, there is much darkness. And that we live in a spiritual battle between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And that might seem very black and white, but it's true that the Bible talks about living in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of light. And one of the reasons that we thought about doing this theme for communion as we planned ahead was because we're aware we're entering into the month of October, where many people celebrate Halloween and also dark things. And we want to be a people that celebrate the light of Christ and not be naive that there is darkness in the world, and not be naive that there are spiritual battles in the world that the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we want to celebrate the fact that God is light, and that today we can walk in the kingdom of light, not in the kingdom of darkness. God is light, 1 John 1:5. In him there is no darkness at all. So even the best person that you knew at school, that goody two-shoes person that everyone thought never did anything wrong, they themselves have darkness in them. Even the person that you think is the best in the world and never gets anything wrong, they themselves attempted to walk in the dark. But God is light. And the reason that people do that, and the reason that we do that, is because we're all sinful people. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, as it says in Romans. All of us have begun life with our hearts away from God. But we need to recognize that God is light, and there is no sin in him. There is no darkness. He is holy. He is otherly. He is immense. He is incredible. And we need to celebrate the light of God, because he is not us. There is no darkness in him at all. We're going to demonstrate this now. Gregor's going to give me a hand as he sprints to the front. So Gregor is going to bring out these candles here. Don't worry, the 11:30 church hasn't gone high church. The 9:30 hasn't either, but anyway. So if we can just dim the lights, that'd be great. So as we get this smaller candle, this tea light, and the light is lit, and we see that even a small candle makes such a difference when there is darkness. It's okay, this is live. So even a small candle makes such a difference when we light it in the darkness. As it takes hold, it will take hold. Yes, there we go. So even in a room like this that isn't totally dark, we can see that that light makes a difference. That the light pierces the darkness. But then as we light the other candles, do you want me to take that one? That's good. I should have checked with our firefighter. I put fire hazards there. As we light the other candles, we see that they have a bigger effect, that their light begins to shine even more in the darkness. And we see the effect that light has in a darkened room. But God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. That we can look to him as the one who pierces the darkness. That when we look at these candles, they represent the fact that we can be in the kingdom of light, not in the kingdom of darkness. That we ourselves can be in the light as he is in the light. Thanks, Gregor. We'll just leave them there as a reminder that God is light. If we just put up the side lights, that'd be great. So we think about God being light and that in him there is no darkness at all. But what 1 John 1, 6 says is that we are to not walk in the darkness. Don't walk in the darkness. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. So we know it's true that God is light. We know that walking in the light makes sense because we don't stumble over things in the middle of the dark, in the night in the dark. Yet we need to trust God and live in the light. If we claim we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. Now, each and every one of us this week would have messed up in some way. Whether it was a small lie, whether it was cutting corners at work in terms of finances, whether it was not telling the truth, whether it was watching something on the internet we shouldn't have been watching a program we shouldn't have been watching, all of us have messed up. And that's because all of us are sinners. Yet, our desire should not be to stay in the shadows. Our desire should not be to walk in the darkness, but to walk in the light. If we have come and encountered Jesus and have a relationship with him through his death on the cross and through receiving forgiveness, then our desire should be that we have fellowship with him and with others and walk in the light, not in the darkness. But so often, it's easier, isn't it, to just take a shortcut. It's more instantaneous to do things we know that are not right, yet they won't bring you life, and they won't bring me life. And joking aside, nothing is hidden from God. That although we like to think somehow we will just indulge ourselves in some kind of way, nothing is hidden from a holy God, because light brings life, but light also exposes things in our life. And it can be that when we hear that, we can feel guilty and ashamed, feel like our life is not worthy or we're not worthy enough for God. But we have to see what the light of Christ means in terms of the difference that it can make to people who are sinful people. And so we think in 1 John 1, 7, that we are to walk in the light as he is in the light. So that as we walk in the light, it brings us direction. We can see where we're going. If you're a cyclist at this time of year and you cycle into work or anywhere else, you'll realize the light is fading and you may need to get the lights back on the bike. Or if you're driving home, you realize you need more than side lights as the light dims. It'd be stupid to not put lights on your bike or not put lights on the car because you want to see where you're going. And so to walk in the light makes sense. It brings life. It gives us direction. But also as we encounter Christ and walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another. That's the way the process works. The light of Christ comes into us through Jesus, who is the light of the world, and then shines out of us that people might see the difference in our lives. He gives us direction. He gives us hope. He gives us fellowship with one another as the Spirit moves in our life. And this is through the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleansing us from all sin. Being a Christian is not just about saying, well, let's have a more of a moralistic week this week than we did last week. Because otherwise, Jesus wouldn't need to die on the cross. But that we come and we see what he's done for us on the cross, the light of the world, in order that we recognize we cannot do this ourselves. We may be caught up in sinful patterns. We can't just keep going on like this and trying to be better each week. But that we need to come and enjoy and celebrate and dwell in the love of God and the light of God, in order that that then filters down into our lives so that we then begin to live differently and people see that difference in us. But it begins and starts with Christ, who is the light of the world. And I love this quote by C.S. Lewis, who says, "Don't shine so others can see you. Shine so that through you, others can see him." Don't shine so others can see you. Shine so that through you, others can see him. And that's the amazing thing about the gospel. It really isn't about me. It really isn't about you. It isn't really about KCC. It's all about Jesus and him shining in our lives so that others will see him. It's not that we come and we encounter Jesus and our lives are changed and transformed and we have new lives. So people go, oh, you're a really nice person. You've got that kind of ready, bright glow about you. Or you must have been having avocado for breakfast this morning or something. Or one of those spinach smoothies, or whatever it is. But people see the light of Christ in us, and they see him. As we have been transformed by the light of Christ, they see him in our lives. And the way that that works is that we actually shine out, so that as we encounter Jesus, we shine out. So if we can kill the lights, Norman, that'd be good. Now, this will work to some degree, and to some degree it's good that it doesn't entirely work. If we can just take the light off the screen as well, thanks. Because as we shine, people should see the cross in us. As we shine out, and it's not always perfect, it's not a perfect cross, we're not perfect, but they see Jesus in us. So the light of Christ powers us, and we shine out, and people see Jesus in us. Thanks for having the lights back up. That people see the difference in our lives and we see the difference in each other's lives, and that we celebrate the fact that we can move from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, and that we invite other people to join the kingdom of light. And that's one of the prayers that we have for us as a church as we grow, is that we see people coming into the kingdom of light that don't know Jesus, see more people becoming disciples, seeing us shine brighter than we've ever done before as we encounter him, as we live for Jesus, as we know that this truth in our lives. May that be that what happens is that we encounter him and our lives are changed. In a moment or two, we're going to take communion, the bread and the wine, which reminds us of the death of Christ and all that we've been thinking about. We're going to celebrate that and reflect on that and realize that actually it's really about him doing that work in our life. Just before we do that, we're going to sing a song which talks about Christ being the light of the world. We'll take communion together, reflecting on our own about that. And then afterwards, we'll have a time of response in worship through singing, and pray that God speaks to us through all of these things as we remember him. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you that you have sent Jesus, the light of the world, in order to take us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, in order that we might know the love and the light of Christ and shine that love out, that others may encounter you too. Thank you that it's not about what we've done or how great we are, but it's about the work of Jesus on the cross. It's about your grace. It's about your mercy. It's about your forgiveness. It's about all your goodness and your light that you shed abroad in our hearts that we might shine the light of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.